Hello, welcome back to Unsolved Mysteries. Today we'll be covering the murder case of JonBenet Ramsey. Okay, so JonBenet was a 6-year-old beauty queen. Her parents forced her to be in pageants. She was a strong winner. She won things like America's Royal Miss, Little Miss Colorado, Little Miss Merry Christmas, Little Miss Sunburst, National Tiny Miss Beauty, and other things like that. She was forced into these pageants, so it was like her parents wanted her to be beautiful and wanted her to be famous and loved. They were rolling in money.
rolling in the dough.
Yeah, they had constant money.
Though she was in a lot of beauty pageants, and as said that her parents had forced her, a lot of people had like theories that she was also abused, mostly by her mom, I think.
Yeah, she was supposedly abused because she had like bruises, but they were obviously healed up, like maybe put in ice and stuff. She was 6 years old when she was found in her basement dead on December 26th, right after Christmas. So, she was found dead in her basement, found by her mother. She was strangled. She was found with a cord around her neck, obviously strangled. She had a strong blow to her head and seemed to have been violated in some way.
There was a note next to her, and people think that it was written by her mom because of the handwriting looked like it. Like, it was very similar, so a lot of people thought it was her. They also thought it was the brother. How old was the brother?
Somewhere in his teens.
They thought it was JonBenet's brother because he had been living in her shadow for so long, and the parents kind of like favorited JonBenet more than him. And he had like anger issues too, so.
The main suspects were her father, mother, brother, a man dressed as Santa Claus, and her father's acquaintance. The mother was the main suspect because of the note. It was clearly her handwriting. It was very feminine, but they could not prove that it was written by her.
Also, she was a suspect just because she was assumed to be abusive towards the daughter. Though no one can tell for sure, but it just was assumed.
Her father had a child before JonBenet was born. She died 4 years before JonBenet was born. And the way the daughter died, it was very mysterious. It wasn't like she was sick. It was more like she went missing and then her body turned up randomly. So many say that maybe he's killing his children, or he gets angry really easily, or something like that.
So the guy, or Santa Claus, Bill McReynolds, he was a suspect because he was like at the mall dressed up as Santa and took his character. And then he gave JonBenet a note that said, "You will receive a very special gift after Christmas," which was the day before she died. Santa Claus, or Bill's wife, also wrote a play years later about a girl who was assaulted and murdered, and loads of people have like believed it was like something that happened to JonBenet, but they didn't want to like really say it was like JonBenet. Like, it was really her.
So. Like a reenactment of what could have happened.
Or what, yes. It could have, or what it would have been, yeah.
John, the dad, one of his acquaintances, was caught with child pornography at some point, and he was seen at the Ramsey house the night right before the murder.
He also said that he was with her when she died, and he said that no one wanted her to die.
So, those are the main suspects. There are no real suspects outside of her family. I mean, it could have been a random murder, but most people do believe it's somewhere in the family.
Understandable. I mean, it seemed like the family had a lot of problems that could lead to that.
I personally think it was a mixture of the mother and the brother. Maybe the brother got angry and hit her in the head, and then her mom had to finish the job. Maybe strangling her and making it look like she was assaulted. That way it seemed like some random murder and she wanted to cover up for her son.
This is messed up, first off. This is really messed up. But I do think it was the brother. Because I remember reading somewhere that it said that before she was, like, killed, her brother had thrown something at her, which caused, like, the blow on her head. And then, like, the mother just didn't want to lose her kid, her other kid. So she kind of, like, helped him hide it or hide the fact that he killed her or something like that. So I'm leaning towards that.
I think it was more just the mother, because I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about the brother, but I feel like maybe he wouldn't have gone that far for it. But definitely the mother. And then, what was the Santa Claus again?
Bill. That's Bill. Bill McReynolds, I think.
I don't know. For some reason, he seems a little suspicious to me. So, yeah. Like, the note, because it was from, the note was from him.
Yeah, especially, like, the play a couple years later.
Yeah, and the play after that. The play was very similar. I don't know, I feel like maybe he had something to do with it, just because of, like, he wrote the play later, and people suspected that that was supposed to be about JonBenet, and then I think the mother might have helped with it, but that's it for Unsolved Mysteries. See you later.